Now, just the latest in the Zondo Commission. It was cut short yesterday because of a security concern, but there's still enough shocking testimony from the former boss, the CFO at least, at Bosasa, Angelo Agrizi, to make us, you know, dig into this and ask some serious questions. You've got allegations of massive corruption, tender fraud, blatant mismanagement. It's emerged in the last 2 days and have many people reeling. As a matter of fact, in his testimony, for example, he stated that, you know, organizations like the South African Post Office, and he mentioned the former CEO, took bribes. And in return, they obviously got to do work for those organizations. So responding to this, I mean, obviously, all of this stuff still under investigation. Mark Barnes, CEO of the South African Post Office, joining you this morning. Mark, good morning.
Thank you. Thanks, as always, for your interest.
No.
Yeah, it looks like, yeah, carry on.
No, go for it.
Yeah, I mean, the comments that they've made in relation to SASA, so far, relate to a period sort of between 2000 and 2005. So it's a good 15 plus years ago. But it seems there were investigations into irregular expenditure and mispriced contracts relating to the sort of upgrade of our retail network, and also later to some CCVT cameras and things that were placed in. And so we are now formally cooperating with the Donda Commission, because I think we've got to unearth all of this stuff so that we can get the weight of it measured and we can move on, you know, and get the people prosecuted who were involved. So we are willing participants in trying to find out what actually went on and solving it.
And in terms...
That's about as much as I know now, yeah.
Sure. And I mean, I would imagine that you guys are also investigating the potential legacy of, you know, those initial decisions. You know, are there still people potentially doing work, you know, because your former CEO is probably not the only person, you know, does Bosasa still have contracts, for example, with the South African Post Office that need to be looked at, for example? Are those the sort of things you might be looking at?
Those are things we'll be looking at proactively anyway. I found a lot of the contracts from our past that have, you know, it seems very quite far from fair market value. And you have to start questioning, you know, who participated, what happened. And we eliminate those. We've got a driving principle of fair market value, which precedes our sort of procurement processes. So, yeah, we are finding those, and those are the kind of legacies where you've got a continuing renewable contract that was initially based on, you know, not commercial terms. And so that is the consequence that we're all carrying around. And you'll find that there are a lot of these losses that are being incurred where corruption was involved that are simply, you know, avoidable by looking to fair market value when you contract.
Well, exactly. And the other thing is, a lot of people in our state-owned entities, we know that corruption's happened, maybe it's unearthed, and we don't hear of any prosecutions. If you find any illegal activity that happened previously, is this going to be sent on, I would imagine, to the authorities, the Hawks, etc.?
100%. We operate completely with the SIU, and our own ethos drives us to prosecute. Okay, and we... You know, I mean, what has started changing, I believe, in the post office is that our culture doesn't permit this kind of thinking. You know, that's the change that's required. But yes, we've got no exceptions to pursuing to the fullest end of the law. That's our okay. Rule, and everyone knows it.
Well, it's an ongoing story. We'll keep tabs on it. Mark Barnes, thank you for your time. Mark Barnes,
thank you.
Have a good one. CEO of the South African Post Office. But who in the world is this Gavin dude? And who is Bosasa? How did they even start getting their grubby hands into the ruling party? And is the ruling party, you know, the only, can we call it, organization affected by this? Kyle Cowan's done extensive investigations into it, does brilliant work, investigative journalist at News24. Kyle, good morning.
Good morning, Kino. Thank you for having me.
Absolute pleasure, sir. So I think what you need to do is assume that John and Mary, listening to you this morning, don't know too much about Bosasa, so tell us the story.
So Bosasa is a company based in Krugersdorp up here in Gauteng. They started off in the late 1990s, early 2000s, as a company that really provided catering and facilities management to mining companies. So think about a massive workforce at a mine. They live in hostels on, you know, close to the mine or on the mine's premises. They need to eat three times a day. They need their laundry done. They need the rooms need to be maintained. The toilets need to be unclogged. That's what Bosasa used to do. And now on Mr. Agrizi's evidence before the Zondo Commission, he told us that in those early 2000s, they experienced a growth spurt. And what we understand now, what he meant by growth spurt is we started bribing people for contracts. And from there, the company grew exponentially. We saw them move out of the private sector, out of mining companies specifically, and they started providing catering to prisons. They started installing fencing at prisons. They moved into the Department of Justice, where they got contracts to install CCTV cameras. So the company really grew as a tender became available. They had a small security complement within the company. Then this big tender comes along, and suddenly that part of the business expands exponentially.
Now, you don't just walk into the bank, walk into the vault, and help yourself to all the cash. Someone's got to open the door for you. So who are some of these people who very kindly said to Gavin, oh, please walk in and help yourself?
So we have quite a list of a gallery of rogues over the years who've played this role. We just spoke to the CEO of the post office. And at the post office back then, the CEO was a man by the name of Manda Manyache, who would later feature again as a player at Vela Investments in the VBS scandal. So it does seem like these sort of activities follow people around. At the time, the head of security at the South African Post Office as well was involved. Then they moved on to Sasol, and at Sasol they bribed union members to create work stoppages to force management to give them the contract. And then they moved on to Correctional Services. Now, Correctional Services has really been Basasa's biggest boon and biggest downfall. They made the most money out of Correctional Services, and it's also the reason why we've heard the name Basasa in headlines since about 2007. They bribed the former commissioner, Mr. Linda M.T. They bribed the former chief financial officer, Mr. Patrick Gillingham, and they were rewarded with massive contracts, multi-million rand contracts.
So we say they've bribed, right? But have any of these people faced anything close to the arm of the law?
Well, it's quite interesting. In 2008 and 2009, the Special Investigating Unit finalized a report specifically looking at three tenders that were awarded by Correctional Services to Basasa and subsidiary companies. The report was finalized in late 2009. It was handed over to the minister. The minister sent this report on to the NPA and said, do as you will. The NPA established a docket, a prosecutor was assigned, and the case started catching a bit of momentum. The hawks were on it. The police were really, they'd appointed some really, really experienced investigating officers. But pretty soon the wheels started falling off. The investigating officers started to be moved off the case and moved down to Cape Town just summarily. Then the prosecutor herself, who was in charge of this case, also seemed to be throwing a bit of a spanner in the works here and there. They said there were memos that News 24 has reported on where this prosecutor, whose name is Marika de Kok, she actually said the SIU report is not worth the paper that it's printed on. And what the SIU actually found, they found real evidence of bribes being paid to Mr. M.T. and Mr. Gillingham. Houses were bought, rugby tickets for, you know, season rugby tickets, and cars were bought. The cash was paid on a monthly basis. And since 2010, that SIU report has sat with the NPA, and there's been delay after delay after delay after delay. And no prosecution to this day.
And we all know who was president in 2010.
Yes, indeed we do. And it's a name that will likely feature before the Zondo Commission, before Mr. Agritzi's testimony is finished. We will also hear about his relationship, the relationship between Gavin Watson and Mr. Zuma, and also the relationship between Basasa and the National Prosecuting Authority, with specifically three officials working at the NPA who assisted the Basasa people in getting this prosecution sort of stymied and delayed over a number of years.
Well, Kyle, you do great work. We'll keep following it. We'll have you back on. Thank you so much for your time. Kyle Cowan there, investigative journalist at News 24.